This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 8, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. While economists keep talking about the U.S. housing slump, unemployment, impending recession, and record oil prices, the U.S. airline industry is talking about 2008 in optimistic terms. The Air Transport Association estimates the industry will make between $3.5 and $4.5 billion this year, completing the industry's first three consecutive profitable years since before 9/11. Reported profits were $5 billion in 2007 and about $3 billion in 2006. Another good year for the airline business will not necessarily mean another big year for Airbus and Boeing. Both manufacturers say their sales will settle back in 2008 from the frenzied levels of the past year, and their stock prices have both taken a hit. Aerospace stocks in general took a sharp drop on Monday, and the expected order slowdown is to blame. On Monday, the Navy rescued three of its aviators after what may have been a mid-air collision of two fighters over the Persian Gulf. The men were assigned to the USS Harry Truman and flying FA-18E and F-model Super Hornets in close air support, following a Sunday incident in which the State Department says the carrier was buzzed by five small Iranian boats in the Straits of Hormuz. A Pentagon spokesman told the Newport Daily News the Iranian vessels showed potential hostile intent, but there was no actual engagement. All three pilots ejected safely before their planes went down in the Gulf on Monday. The incident is under investigation. Boeing's 787 Dreamliner has generated lots of great press for Boeing, and also a few PR headaches related to developmental delays. Now, a new concern has been expressed publicly by the FAA about the security of the Dreamliner's flight controls from outside attack, and it's prompting a debate within the industry and the general media. The problem stems from the fact that the Dreamliner takes fly-by-wire to a new level, using digital signals distributed throughout the plane. The FAA is concerned about all those ones and zeros traveling around the plane, mixing with the ones and zeros being passed by users of the plane's in-flight entertainment network. In other words, if a 13-year-old hacker in the Netherlands can bring your computer to a halt, what's to stop a hacker in seat 13B from taking control of a Dreamliner? To quote the FAA's document published in the Federal Register, quote, "Because of this new passenger connectivity, the proposed data network design and integration may result in security vulnerabilities from intentional or unintentional corruption of data and systems critical to the safety and maintenance of the airplane. The existing regulations and guidance material did not anticipate this type of system architecture or electronic access to aircraft systems that provide flight-critical functions," unquote. Boeing spokeswoman Lori Gunter told the tech website Wired.com that there are protections in place to ensure passenger internet services cannot access flight-critical systems, quote, "under any circumstance," unquote. Always trying to be helpful, Airbus has commented to the FAA. Boeing's rival says the special conditions imposed on the Dreamliner aren't high-level enough and are open to too much interpretation. Airbus, which has its own mixed history with aircraft data systems integration, also notes that it would be impossible for Boeing or anyone to demonstrate complete security in a system like that because technology is constantly evolving. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Whatever happened to that trusted traveler program we heard about for frequent flyers? Russia wants in on Europe's plan to explore Jupiter. And China's business vocabulary adds the term hostile takeover. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today I'll talk with Judy Rice, Executive Director of Careers in Aviation. If you made a New Year's resolution to start an aviation career, here's where you start. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.